Let me pray.
我一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
上帝，我哋多谢你将圣经赐俾我哋。
We pray that you would speak to us today with your wisdom.
求主你藉着你嘅智慧，今日向我哋讲话。
Help us to know you more and love you more in Jesus' name.
帮助我哋认识你更多，爱你更多，奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
Actions have consequences.
我哋嘅行动咧，往往会有后果嘅。
If you eat too much chocolate, you will gain weight.
如果你食多啲朱古力咧，你就会增肥。
You want the
remote control? Yes, that's all right. I can. There we go. If you study hard, you will become smart.
如果你努力学习咧，你可能会有成就。
If you work hard, you will earn lots of money.
如果你好努力咁工作，你可能咧会赚咗好多钱。
If you murder someone, you will go to prison.
但如果你谋杀人咧，你好可能咧会被人捉咗去坐监。
Actions have consequences.
我哋嘅行动往往会带嚟后果。
But these things are not always true.
但系呢啲讲法咧，又唔一定时时都系咁嘅情况出现嘅。
These things are usually true.
呢啲事咧系一般性嘅真理，一般情况会出现。
And this is what proverbs are.
呢个咧其实就系箴言嗰个嘅性质啊。
They are wisdom that is usually true.
箴言咧都系一啲嘅人生嘅智慧，一般嚟讲都系咁发生噶啦。
But there are exceptions.
但又会有啲例外嘅。
Let's read Proverbs 22:6.
好似话箴言22:6节嗰度话教导孩童走正路啦，咁佢就一生到老都唔会偏离嘅。
This is not a promise.
我哋要留意咧，呢一个唔系一个承诺，唔系上帝嘅应许。
This is a general truth.
呢个系可以话一般性嘅真理。
I'm sure we all know children who have been brought up in the wisdom of the Lord and have strayed.
可能我哋好多人都经历过啦，有啲人咧从小真系带佢去教会嘅，但系当佢长大之后咧，又会离开教会，离弃上帝。
So as we read these proverbs, we want to remember that they are wisdom that is generally true.
当我哋读箴言嘅时候，我哋要记得咧，里面嘅信息咧系唔系应许嚟嘅，而系一啲一般性嘅真理，一般嚟讲都系啱嘅。
They are not promises.
不过千祈唔好将佢当为系一个上帝俾我哋嘅承诺。
And chapter 3 begins with some general actions and consequences.
第三章咧就系开始话俾我哋听，一啲行动所会带嚟嘅一般性嘅后果。
In verses 1-10, there are 5 pairs of verses.
由第一节至到第十节咧，我哋可以睇到5对嘅对比。
There is an action, then a consequence.
先讲一种嘅行动，然之后咧会讲嗰个行动所带嚟嘅结局。
Verse 1, keep my commands.
第一节系讲到你要遵守我嘅诫命。
That's the action, and then there's a consequence.
呢个系一个行动啦，咁咧跟住咧就会有个结局啦。
Verse 2, they will prolong your life and give peace and prosperity.
第二节就话俾我听，如果你遵守我行动咧，会延年益寿，四季平安。
So God is saying, obey me, and your life will usually be good.
咁上帝所讲嘅说话咧，就系只要你听从我说话咧，你嘅日子会好好过嘅，过得好嘅。
Let's go to the next pair of verses.
好，我哋又睇第二对嘅经文。
Verse 3, be loving and faithful.
第三节话咧，你要慈爱同埋信实。
Verse 4, and you will win favor and a good name.
第四节话俾我听，当我哋有慈爱同诚实嘅时候咧，我哋就会赢得友谊同埋一个美好嘅名声。
So God is saying, love me and life will usually be good for you.
所以咧，神系话咧，只要你 爱我呢，一般来说你会有好日子过。
Let's go to the next pair of verses.
我们又再看第三对的经文了。
Verse 5, trust in the Lord.
第五节说你要信靠主。
And the consequence is that he will make your path straight.
个后果呢，结局就是他会使你的道路呢是很通顺的。
God says, trust me and life will usually be good for you.
换言之就是只要你信靠我，你会有好日子过。
Next pair of verses.
好，就再看另外一对的经文。
Verse 7, fear the Lord and shun evil.
第七节说你要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Verse 8, this will bring health to your body.
第八节就是个后果了，个结局就是你会有身体健康。
So God says, fear me and life will usually be good for you.
神是说呢，只要你敬畏我，你会有好日子过。
The last pair of verses.
最后一对的经文。
Verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth.
第九节说呢，用你的财富去尊荣上主。
Verse 10, and your barns will be filled to overflowing.
第十节就说呢，哇，你的谷仓会满泻。
So God is saying, honor me and life will usually be good for you.
上帝是说呢，只要你尊荣我呢，你是会有好日子过的。
Actions and consequences.
行动和所带来的后果。
Obey me.
信服我。
Love me.
爱我。
Trust me.
信靠我。
Fear me.
敬畏我。
Honor me.
尊荣我。
And life will usually be good for you.
你就会有好日子过。
This was life under the old covenant between God and Israel.
这个呢就是在旧约时候上帝和以色列人的关系。
They were living in the promised land.
以色列人当时已经入到去上帝的应许之地居住。
And life in the land was a direct reflection of their relationship with God.
在那个应许之地里面居住那些的生活呢，就是反映出以色列人和上主的关系。
So when their relationship with God was good, their life was good.
当他们和上帝的关系好的时候，他们的日子过得很好的。
When their relationship with God was bad, life was bad.
当他们和上帝的关系不好的时候呢，日子就麻麻地了。
Their prosperity was an indicator of their relationship.
他们是不是繁荣兴盛呢，就反映出他们和上帝的关系。
We have a rain gauge in our garden.
牧师屋企就有一个量雨计。
Does anyone have one of these?
你有没有人有啊？
So when it rains, it collects the water and tells you how many millimeters of rain have fallen in that area.
当落雨的时候呢，那个量雨计就会有收到啲雨水啦，咁就会俾我哋知道喺嗰个附近地区呢究竟落咗几多雨。
So it's a gauge, an indicator for how much rain has fallen.
这个量雨计呢就是要来计下究竟有几多雨落咗几多雨。
In the old covenant, Israel's faithfulness Israel's prosperity was a gauge of their faithfulness.
在旧约的时代呢，以色列人的生活是不是繁荣兴盛呢，这样东西就是好像一个量雨计咁，反映出他们和上帝的关系。
Their prosperity was an indicator of their relationship.
他们的繁荣就是反映出他们和上帝的关系了。
When they were unfaithful, God would send a famine or a drought.
当他们对上帝不忠心的时候，上帝就使到那块地有饥荒或者干旱。
Sometimes he even sent enemies to attack them.
有时上帝还兴起一些敌人去攻击以色列人。
When they were faithful, God gave them abundance and peace.
但是当他们是信服对上帝忠诚的时候，上帝就会使他们的生活是丰富和有平安。
But life wasn't perfect.
但是生活不是那么完全那么圆满的。
Even when they were faithful, people still got sick.
即使他们有时是很忠诚的时候，人仍然会生病的。
Some years the crops were better than other years.
有时候呢，有一年的收成呢，会比其他的年份是好一点的。
But generally speaking, when Israel followed God, life was good.
但一般来讲，当以色列人是忠心跟随上主的时候呢，他们的日子是过得很好的。
When they did not follow God, life was not good.
当他们不跟随主的时候呢，日子呢就有困难了。
Life under the old covenant was a direct reflection of their relationship with God.
在旧约里面，他们的日子的过程点呢，就是直接反映出他们和上帝的关系。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God was showing Israel that he was the one who was powerful.
因为呢，上帝要向以色列人呢显示出他是强大的。
He was saying in verse 2 that I am the one who gives you life and peace and prosperity.
在第二节那里特别讲到，其实你们是我才能够使你们延年益寿四季平安。
I am the one who gives you a great name.
是我将给你们有一个好的名声。
I am the one who gives you your path in life.
是我给你们生命的道路平顺。
I am the one who gives you health.
是我给你们有健康。
I am the one that can fill your barns to overflowing.
是我有能力使你们的谷仓满泻。
God wanted Israel to know that he was in control.
上帝要以色列人知道，其实是上帝控制他们的生活。
But we live in a new covenant.
但今天呢，我们是在新约之下。
We live after Jesus.
我们呢，是活在耶稣之后。
We don't live in the promised land.
我们都不是生活在迦南地那块上帝的应许之地。
Our promised land is heaven.
但是上帝给我们的应许地呢，其实是天国。
And we're not there yet.
我们未去到天国。
In these days, Christians get sick even when they are faithful.
在今天的时代呢，基督徒一样会病的，即使我们对上帝很忠心，仍然会生病。
Christians can be obedient to God and still suffer from things like cancer.
即使我们对上帝很忠心，我们仍然会受一些痛苦困难所困扰的，例如基督徒都会生癌症的。
Christians can be faithful and still lose their job.
基督徒仍然呢，是很可以对上帝很忠心，但一样会被人炒鱿鱼或者炖冬菇。
Christians suffer famine and persecution and sickness and poverty.
基督徒同样会由于旱灾啊，同埋其他的事情呢，令我们是受苦的。
Our prosperity is not a direct reflection of our relationship with God now.
我们的日子过得好不好呢，不可以说是反映到我们和上帝的关系。
Because our reward is in the future.
因为上帝给我们的应许呢，是在未来。
So in the old covenant, it was a direct reflection today.
在旧约的时代呢，就是直接我们的生活直接反映我们和上帝的关系。
Under the new covenant, our reward is in the future.
在新约里面呢，上帝给我们很多的应许呢，是其实是在未来的。
Which is why Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 6.
因为这样呢，耶稣在马太福音第六章是这样讲的。他说，不可为自己积聚财宝在地上，因为有虫蛀也会生锈，又有盗贼破门进来偷窃，要为自己积聚财宝在天上。
We live in the new covenant.
我们今天是活在新约之下。
Jesus wants us to look forward to our future in heaven.
耶稣希望我们展望将来，是望向天堂。
I want to say this next part very carefully.
下面呢我要小心咁嚟到讲啊。
When people say to you that God wants you to be rich in an earthly way today, they are wrong.
如果人告诉你们，上帝希望你在地上生活变得很富有的话呢，他们这样的讲法是错误的。
That is an old covenant way of thinking.
他们的想法呢，其实呢仍然留在旧约时代的想法。
Jesus wants us to look forward to eternal riches.
耶稣其实是叫我们去想的东西是永恒的财富。
In fact, a testimony to that is that most Christians in our world live in developing countries or in poverty, countries of poverty.
事实上，今天很多基督徒都是 活在那些发展中国家的基督徒，他们都是活在一个非常穷困的情况底下。
God doesn't always give us wealth or health on this earth.
上帝不是在今时今日这个地球上时时给我们有财富和健康的。
And that is because he has something much better planned for us in the future.
是因为他为我们计划了一样很多更美好的东西，都是在未来才会发生的。
Christians will get sick and suffer and live in poverty.
基督徒都会生病，会受苦，亦都会生活在贫困缺乏当中嘅。
But this is not because of a lack of faith.
但唔系由于我哋对上帝冇信心喎。
It is because they are part of a new covenant.
纯粹咧系由于喺新约底下嘅关系系咁样嘅。
It is because they are waiting for the eternal riches of heaven.
我们不是等着地上的生活过日子过得好一点，我们是等着将来在天上那些永恒的财富。
And so is Proverbs any use to us today under the new covenant?
那我们可能会问，哇，那读箴言做什么啊？我们又不是活在旧约，那箴言对我们有什么益处呢？
Actually, Proverbs is great for us today.
事实上呢，我们今天读箴言是对我们非常有益处的。
It tells us that when we do have material wealth and health and prosperity, it all comes from God.
箴言提醒我们，当我们拥有很丰富的物质，我们有健康有繁荣的时候，其实这些都是来自上帝的。
When we do have straight paths and life is good, it comes from God.
当我们的道路是平顺，我们有好日子过的时候，是上帝的祝福来的。
It reminds us that when we are poor and suffering, God has a better future planned for us.
如果我们贫穷或者受苦，我们要记住就是上帝其实为我们将来有一个更美好的计划。
When we have good things, we can praise God as the one who provides them.
当我们有好东西的时候，我们感谢主，赞美主，因为是祂供应给我们的。
And when we have difficult times, we can rejoice because we know they are only temporary.
即使我们遇到困难的日子，我们仍然可以喜乐，因为知道那些困难的日子呢，只不过是短暂的啫。
Our future is secure in heaven.
我们有一个很稳妥、很有把握的未来，就是在天堂那里。
Suffering reminds us that that's where our only security is.
当我们受苦的时候，其实苦难会使我们或者提醒我们，我们真正的安全感在哪里呢？
The blessings that we do receive are not the goal of our life.
即使我们在今天有好的日子，有好好的祝福，这些都不应该成为我们人生的目标。
The good things we have now are just a taste of what is to come.
今天如果我们有好东西的时候，只不过俾我哋预先品尝一下，其实将来嗰啲仲好啊。
I often hear Christians say God has blessed me with wealth.
好多时咧，我都听到基督徒同我讲啊，神真系好啦，神俾我好多财富，我得到好多神嘅祝福。
Wealth is not the blessing.
财富有时唔一定系祝福嚟嘅。
God has given us many good things.
上帝俾我哋更多好多嘅好嘢。
But those things are not the blessing.
但嗰啲物質上嘅嘢唔係最重要嘅祝福。
Our blessing is the same as for the Israelites.
其實我哋真正嘅祝福咧，同以色列人都一樣嘅。
Our blessing is our relationship with God.
我哋最大嘅祝福就係我哋同上帝嘅關係。
Our blessing is that we have a Father who has provided for us a permanent home in heaven.
我哋真正嘅祝福係我哋有一位天父，佢為我哋預備咗一個永恆嘅家，就喺天堂裏面。
Things are not the blessing.
物質嘅祝福唔係真正嘅永恆嘅祝福。
Our relationship with God is the blessing.
我哋同神嘅關係先至係最重要永恆嘅祝福。
This passage ends with verses 11 to 12.
今日呢段經文咧就喺十一節同十二節係一個結束。
Do you have verse 11? That's okay. Can you read verse
11 and 12? 第十一節和第十二節是這樣說，年輕人，不可輕視上主的管教，不可忽略他的警戒。十二節，上主管教他所愛的人，正像父親管教他的嬌兒。
This is a reminder that God is our loving Father.
這裡呢是提醒我們，上帝是我們那位慈愛的天父。
And because he loves us, he disciplines us.
由於佢愛我哋，有時佢會管教我哋嘅。
Sometimes we are not healthy or wealthy or prosperous in life.
有時我哋生活中冇健康、冇富裕，又唔得繁榮。
That may just be the result of living in a broken and sinful world.
咁個原因咧，好可能係由於我哋今日係活喺一個破碎同埋充滿罪惡嘅世界。
It may also be that God is guiding us or rebuking us.
亦都可能咧，系神教导我哋或者责备紧我哋。
Because God always wants to bring us closer to Him.
因为上帝时时都希望带领我哋更加嚟到去亲近佢。
And that is God's discipline.
咁咧，如果我遇到不如意嘅事情咧，就系上帝对我哋嘅管教。
But it is not punishment.
但系唔系惩罚。
We live under the new covenant.
我哋系活在新约里面。
And that means Jesus has taken all of our punishment for sin.
即系话主耶稣已经为我哋嘅罪恶受晒所有一切嘅惩罚。
So if you are unfaithful, God will not punish you; He will discipline you.
所以如果我哋任何人咧，是对上主不忠心的话，上帝不会惩罚我们，但是会管教我们。
Jesus has taken your punishment.
耶稣已经为我们的罪接受了上帝的惩罚。
And so God disciplines, He guides us.
所以上帝管教我们其实是引导我们的方法。
And these verses remind us that His goal is always to bring us closer to Him.
咁呢兩節經文咧都提醒我哋，就係要將我哋帶翻去上帝嘅身邊。
Let's pray。
係一齊祈禱。
Loving Heavenly Father，
慈愛嘅天父
，Thank you that you provide all we need。
感謝你提供我哋生活所需要嘅一切。
Thank you for the true blessing of eternal life。
感謝你賜俾我哋真正嘅祝福，就係永恆嘅生命。
Thank you for all that you give us in this world。
感謝你喺呢個世界上所賜俾我哋嘅一切。
Our greatest blessing is our relationship with you。
而我哋最大嘅祝福，人生最美嘅祝福就係同你嘅關係。
Help us to be wise as we listen to you。
當我哋聆聽你話語嘅時候，幫助我哋真係變得更有智慧。
Help us to obey you, love you, trust you, fear you, and honor you。
帮助我们服从你、爱你、信靠你、敬畏你、尊重你。
阿门。
阿门。